Order, order.
Resuming after a fortnight's break, the House welcomed a new MP to the Chamber and joined the Prime Minister, John Key, in congratulating the All Whites on beating Bahrain to qualify for the finals of next year's Football World Cup in South Africa.
Congratulations to goal scorer Rory Fallon, who brought the nation to its feet when he leapt in the air and thumped a header into the back of the net. Congratulations to goalkeeper Mark Paston, who must have felt the weight of the country on his shoulders before he dived brilliantly to his right, always best when you're going to the right, in my view, to save Bahrain's penalty.
And the new MP was Sue Bradford's replacement off the Greens list.
I, David James Clendon, solemnly, sincerely and truly declare and affirm that I'll be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors, according to law.
And just hours after being sworn in, the new Green MP delivered his maiden speech.
I deem it an honour and a great privilege to be in this House today, taking up the duties, the rights and the responsibilities of a member of this House.
David Clendon promised to be the very model of a modern MMP MP.
My default position in debate is always to look first for the common ground, the points of agreement, that which unite rather than divide. Consensus seeking as practiced by the Greens is a powerful tool for resolution of conflict, and I will always be willing to give ground where it allows all parties to get some of what they need, if not all of what they may want.
Next day, in what must be some sort of speed record for new MPs, Mr. Clendon was putting his maiden question to a minister. But it was the first question on Tuesday that set the tone for the week. From one of the government's two support parties, seeking details of a deal with the other one, it was from the ACT Party's John Boscawen.
My question is to the Minister for Climate Change Issues and asks, will he table the proposal presented to him yesterday by the iwi leadership group so that it can be open to parliamentary, media and public scrutiny?
The Honourable Dr. Nick Smith.
Mr. Speaker, no, my discussions with the iwi leadership group and the Maori Party are confidential.
Although Nick Smith said he had still to get agreement on the Maori Party's support for National's revised emissions trading scheme bill, Mr. Boscawen pressed on.
Why is it that only iwi will get compensated for their losses and not all other forestry owners?
The Honourable Dr. Nick Smith.
Mr. Speaker, it is not the government's intention or the intention of the Maori Party to have specific amendments to the ETS scheme that would give any preferential right for Maori or iwi-owned forests to anybody else. There is a very specific issue associated with Ngāi Tahu and four other iwi where they were involved in a treaty settlement, and there is a question over whether the Crown made available to them under the good faith provisions of that agreement all the information. That is the issue the Maori Party has put on the agenda, and this government intends to constructively work with Ngāi Tahu to try and find a solution.
Nick Smith, the Minister for Climate Change Issues, and while he dealt with questions about his efforts to get support for his revised emissions trading scheme, his Prime Minister faced questions from opposition leader Phil Goff about its cost.
Why has the Prime Minister suddenly decided that the Treasury estimates of $110 billion are nonsense when he was quite prepared to accept the estimates from the same officials in Treasury that the cost of his proposals to the New Zealand taxpayer would be $50 billion? Or does he only accept Treasury advice when it suits his own prejudices?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, well, I've been consistently of the view that actually that Treasury's numbers are fundamentally very difficult to predict. For a start off, Treasury actually can't tell us what the deficit's going to be in December, let alone what the price of carbon's going to be in 2050, or what the technological changes will be, or what the international obligations will be. But I can say this, Mr. Speaker, and that is, on this side of the House, we don't want to rip $110 billion out of the guts of Kiwi businesses and consumers and call it a profit, which is what the Labor Party's trying to do.
The battle over the emissions trading scheme is set to resume on Tuesday afternoon, following this announcement from the Deputy Leader of the House, Simon Power.
As members will know, it's the government's intention to take urgency to pass the Climate Change Response Moderated Emissions Trading Amendment Bill and other bills on the order paper.
So back under urgency again next week. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.